And welcome everyone to a Press TV's news review, where we get in depth in one of the day's top stories. And today's we're gonna review the yellow vest movements still taking place in France now for a 14th consecutive weekend. Let's go. And now French police have clashed with yellow vest protesters in several cities across the country. Rallies were held for a 14th consecutive weekend against President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. Protesters are still calling for Macron's resignation. Security forces used tear gas and water cannon to disperse demonstrators. The Yellow Vest movement emerged back in November after Macron announced hikes in fuel taxes. Government suspended the increases after protests snowballed into a general movement against the president and high cost of living. However, protesters are still taking to the streets, demanding more concessions from the government. And joining us for this news review out of Paris is our own Press TV's Rami Mazahari. And joining us out of London is Rodney Shakespeare, commentator and professor of economics. Hello, gentlemen. I want to thank you both for joining us on the program. Rami, we're going to swing over to you first. Give us a latest, if you could, please.
As you mentioned, this was the 14th consecutive Saturday that the Yellow Vesters have been out marching. The numbers are a bit down from what they're saying. There's saying 42,000 people nationwide, 50,000 last weekend. However, those numbers are always very, very heavily disputed, and they are likely probably one-third of the actual. So there were probably about 150,000. As you mentioned, there were repeated skirmishes between the riot police and the protesters, and that 2 days after European Parliament condemning the disproportionate use of force against protesters. There have been 3,000 anti-government protesters who have at least, and 7,000 have been. This is really the first time after 3 months that finally there has been some condemnation of what had been violence here in France every Saturday. There was today about a new poll saying that 56% of France wants the demonstrations, and that 64% demonstrations are far from the, they have strayed far from the initial demands. However, this directly contradicts a poll from last week that said that 64% of France supports them. And 77% of France thinks that the yellow.
This poll
seems like an outlier, I would say.
We're having technical difficulties with your feed out of Paris. If you could stand by, Ramin. I'm going to swing over to you, Professor Shakespeare. Your thoughts on 14 consecutive weeks and counting of these yellow vest protests in France?
Well, these protests seem to be coming from those who, according to the government, are in work, but are not actually in work. They're part of the development, which is the gig economy, which is insecure employment, a few hours. And this is a phenomenon which is not understood by the government and for which it has no remedy. Ramin Mazahari to comment on another aspect, which is that I don't think that this yellow vest protest yet has linked up with the banlieue or the suburbs of Paris, where there is massive, genuine, thorough unemployment. So the whole situation is chuntering on, and it's capable of suddenly exploding, but it's coming from a direction which nobody really understands or nobody really has a solution to it. So on the one hand, it does not appear to be making colossal progress. On the other hand, it has a huge potential for setting off massive political change, though it may be voting for parties which do not have a solution. You're going to get something like the Italian five-star movement, which at the end of the day is getting the votes, but does not necessarily have strong or new positive policies. So I'll leave it there for the moment. No. It looks to me as though the thing is continuing, will continue, and it is not understood, and it cannot be solved in terms of conventional economics.
And I'm glad you said that, Professor, because that was going to lead me to my next question. Is there really even an answer for what these yellow vest protesters are demanding? I mean, the little guy is getting smaller by the day. We're all feeling the pinch throughout the world. It seems millionaires are turning into billionaires, you know, more frequently. And with the spread of globalization and big business and the inertia that we see the banks have and continue gaining, do we have an answer as a global community for what these yellow vest protesters are asking for?
Look, have a think about how wealth is created and look at the technology that we have today. And there is a massive, I mean, if you just take agriculture, you just take create wheat. You used to have 100 people creating a ton of wheat, and today it may be 2 or 3. Now, whatever you look at, the capacity to create wealth is massive. And yet at the same time, as you have pointed out, sir, the rich-poor division gets wider, and ordinary people go into this gig economy of insecurity. And people are aware of that, and that's what lies behind the yellow vest movement and gives its potential to suddenly explode. It's really a protest against a system which is not giving a fair deal and which could give a fair deal, but is not going to give a fair deal at the moment because the existing system and the existing structure is totally incapable of addressing the problem.
And if I could, Ramin, it seems like we have a better connection. You're in the middle of telling us about that poll. I kind of read it too. I know you're going to allude to the one 1,001 people polled. Apparently, what, 56%? Go ahead and finish that.
Yeah, it's good memory. 56% want the demonstrations to stop. 64% believe that the demonstrations have strayed from the initial demands of the movement. However, this directly contradicts a poll from last week, which said that 64% support the yellow vest movement. I think that we have to look at this recent poll as something of an outlier, because 64% of France supporting the yellow vest, that's generally what it has been for the past 3 months. That same poll last week said that 77% of France thinks that the yellow vests are justified. So I think that many people are harping on this poll because, they are against the yellow vest movement. But I think that it has certainly shown that it has a lot of staying power and it has a lot of popularity. Because when we're talking about 2 out of 3 people supporting, a protest movement, that is highly, highly exceptional. But the reality is that only 21% of France has a favorable view of Macron. And, the polls show that something like 70% think that he is out of touch. The 70% that disapprove of his policies. 60% don't want him to run for re-election. So it's very clear who is being massively rejected here, and that's Macron, and who is being, significantly supported, and that is the yellow vest.
Okay, gentlemen.
I think that for sure we're gonna see this protest movement to continue because the government, as Mr. Shakespeare pointed out, is not listening to the demands of the French people, and as long as that goes on, we're going to be seeing stuff like this every Saturday, and we're going to even be seeing it tomorrow. There's going to be a yellow vest demonstration tomorrow, and it's just going to continue and continue until there is a major change in tactic from the French government.
Okay, gentlemen, time has gotten the better of us. I want to thank you both for joining us, Rodney Shakespeare out of London and Rami Mazahiri out of Paris. Thank you both. And viewers, that's a wrap for our news review here on Press TV. Bye-bye for now.